you experienced burnout as a business owner? Burnout can be so sneaky when you are self-employed, creeping up on you and making it difficult, if not impossible, for you to keep up with your business and manage it day to day. If you don't know me, my name is Kayla Droog, and I love helping small business owners create more time and efficiency so that they can focus on serving their clients and growing their businesses. So let's dive into burnout a little bit and how it can affect you and your business. So one of the first things to think about when you're considering burnout and your business is to think about the feeling of busyness and exhaustion and being overwhelmed. And is that something that is tied to a particular season or a particular thing that you're doing in your business? Or is that something that you are experiencing long-term? Because these are two very different things. So you may have a period where you are launching something or you are working on creating something like a new program or a new course, or you may be in an industry where there is a busy season and an off season. So you may feel overwhelmed and exhausted when that busy time or when that creation period or when that launch period is happening, but then you have downtime after. Or are you experiencing these burnout symptoms long-term no matter what is going on in your business? Because that's a red flag. You should not be experiencing these things no matter what. And if you are, that's okay, but there are some things that you may want to consider doing about it. So if you are feeling overwhelmed and exhausted and overworked and like you spend all of your time putting out fires and you can't get ahead no matter what is going on in your business, then it may be one or more of a few different things happening. First of all, you may have too many clients or projects or things on your plate right now, and you may have to consider letting some of them go or putting some of them on the back burner. You may also be missing some foundational systems in your business that could help you do these things more efficiently and save you time and energy. Maybe you don't actually have a consistent process figured out for how you manage your clients, or maybe there's other systems or automation you could be using. So these are some things to think about as well. And the other thing that you may want to consider if you are just completely overwhelmed all the time is that it may be time to bring in some help. How do you figure out what to do and how you should proceed at this point? Well, if you are always exhausted, always working crazy hours, you never seem to get to the things that you want to get to, and it's just crazy work, work, work all the time. I know this sounds counterintuitive, and everything in you is probably going to be screaming, no, I can't do that. I absolutely can't do that. But you may want to consider taking some time away. Now, I don't mean you need to pack everything up and take a month-long vacation, although if you are in a position where you're able to do that, why the heck not? But at least a day or a few days, if you can completely leave work behind, so much the better. But just take some time, clear your head, kind of get in tune with yourself. Because at this stage, it's really important to be honest. If you are experiencing overwhelm and burnout all the time in your business, be honest with yourself. This is not a situation that is going to change unless you take action. So it's different from a busy season where it has a definite end date. This is something that is just ongoing and you have to deal with it, or it's not going to go away and it's probably going to get worse. The next thing to do is to come up with a plan. Think about those three things I mentioned before: systems, or letting some things go, or bringing in help. Do you need to do one or a combination of those things? Where would you like to start? What makes the most sense? And go from there. Come up with a solid plan before you start doing anything. The next thing that I would encourage you to do is keep it simple. So I find, and I'm guilty of this too, and a lot of the people that I talk to, a lot of my clients, I find that many times when we're experiencing burnout, one of the things that has happened is that we have not kept our business simple. We have tried to do too many things all at once, and there's often things that we didn't even need to do. So if you can kind of bring your business back to basics, what is the main offer that is bringing in revenue for you? How are you getting it out there to people? And what are the things that you have to be doing on a daily and weekly basis? So get back to basics, keep it simple, and streamline from there. You can always add in other things later, but if you can just get down to the things that you really need to be doing right now, that's going to take some of the pressure off. And then think about some sort of help. This could be somebody to help you figure out how to simplify at this point, or help you come up with a plan for reducing your burnout. This could even be someone to help you with, you know, your work-life balance and kind of shifting away from overworking yourself in your business. This could be someone to help you with systems or automation or processes, setting up those foundational things. Maybe it's time to expand your team and hand off some of your client work or some of your projects to someone else. So this really is a point where it may not make sense for you to keep doing everything alone. So I encourage you to think about that as well. I hope that you found this helpful. If you are struggling with burnout, know that you're not alone. Pretty much everyone I know who has ever been in business has been there. If you have questions or this is something that you'd like to talk to someone about, please feel free to reach out to me. Don't forget to like or subscribe. And if you know someone who might benefit from this video, please share it with them as well. I will see you soon.